It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
As we continue under a extreme heat advisory into the weekend, administering to people who are living on our streets. And joining us is Megan Stafford, community-based emergency medical technician and board member and active volunteer with Street Med at Pitt, as well as an alum from the University of Pittsburgh. Megan, good morning. Welcome to KDKA.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I think it's easy for many of us to overlook because we take for granted access to maybe cooler conditions and simple things like cool water, but that's not always the case, is it?
No, definitely not. And it's important for Street Medicine at Pitt. We really want to get the information out about where people can seek additional resources and stay cool during this heat wave.
We were told by our friends at the Light of Life Rescue Mission that they send teams out regularly to check on people, get them some water, ask them if they want shelter. How often are you involved in that kind of an activity?
Absolutely. There's a number of incredible groups in the Pittsburgh area that are currently helping with street outreach, and we're one of those groups. Street Medicine at Pitt goes out every Wednesday evening, and we have been for the past 3 years.
And, you know, Megan, we've often heard that a lot of people who find themselves in this situation are dealing with addiction issues and mental illness, and a lot of them don't necessarily want to leave the street. Is that true? When you're out there, what do you encounter? What do you feel?
At Street Medicine at Pitt, we really want to prioritize people's autonomy and their decisions. And we want to support them however we can, whether that's providing immediate medical care or other resources such as snacks and food and clothing items. During this heat wave, we've been providing additional water bottles as well as electrolyte drink mixes. So our goal at Street Medicine at Pitt is to support people in however they want us to support them.
When you say street medicine, do you also offer first aid, things like that?
Absolutely. We have two incredible medical directors, Dr. Max Hurwitz and Dr. Anna White, that lead our group. And then we're interdisciplinary. So we have students from the occupational therapy program, physical therapy program, emergency medicine program joining us, as well as other professionals in the community that care about helping people experiencing homelessness.
So this gives you the opportunity to get people to a hospital for treatment if they need it.
Yes. If we see that someone is experiencing an emergency medical emergency, we would call 911. And if they have something we can treat in the field, then we can do wound care under the direction of our medical directors who join our group every single week.
We're with Megan Stafford, Street Med at Pitt. So, Megan, also, what about the mental health quotient and component of this? Are there resources to help the people that need that help in the moment?
Yeah, so something that's so that I really appreciate about our group is that we're interdisciplinary. So we have various mental health professionals that will join us each week as well. And we collaborate with representatives from Resolve Crisis Center who occasionally will see out.
Well, we appreciate the work you're doing. And thank you for taking some time out this morning.
Thank you.
All right. That's Megan Stafford, community-based emergency medical technician and a board member and volunteer with Street Med at Pitt.
So now we've heard from two organizations that are sending people directly to the homeless to give them a hand up and some help if they need it.
Yeah, and I also think of Dr. Jim Witherspaul, who really created the street medicine. It's almost like its own vertical in emergency medicine for people who are living out in the streets. And he's one of our hometown heroes for sure, Dr. Withers. And it's kind of like a throwback to house calls You remember when doctors used to make house calls? I don't know how it was in Montana, but it was certainly a real thing here.
Occasionally, it was done. When I was a boy, there were some doctors that still made house calls.
But the work that they do here is so important. And a conversation yesterday with Jarrell Gilliam, who is the executive director at Light of Life Rescue Mission that you referenced, he was telling me yesterday that one of the things that, you know, is important is help in the moment, but he wants to be a part of changing the narrative, and he has visited all those cities out west, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Portland, Seattle, where it is exponentially a greater challenge.
He's an articulate man, and I've learned a lot listening to him talk about, for example, the sheer numbers of people that they've encountered just in the last year at Light of Life, 5,000 people. That's individuals. And here I am thinking of homelessness in Allegheny County as being in the hundreds, and we're hearing a very different story. And also, he's very articulate in pointing out that not all people who are experiencing homelessness are addicts or mental health patients or both. They often not be that.
That is definitely a stigma, and that is definitely a case where he said the first time they encountered a young family that came to Light of Life with no place to go, that for him was a game changer.
One other place helping families too that I want to bring up now is the Salvation Army.
They have always done a great job over the years. And I remember our late host, Fred Hansberger, was one of their officers and very passionate about the work. We have a lot of good people doing a lot of good things in this town. And what it seems to me like we need a better coordinated effort. And I just read a whole litany of CEOs that Pittsburgh Quarterly, Doug, that produces it, Doug Heck, he asked CEOs of, you know, David Holberg and all these, you know, big shots, as you would say, how do we fix our city? How do we fix downtown? Including asking Sarah Inamorato, our Allegheny County executive, all these fascinating answers. If you get a chance, check out Pittsburgh Quarterly.
And you know what they're doing in Detroit, we could take a page from what they're doing as well, and get the heavy investment that they're making in the buildings in downtown Detroit is turning that city completely around.
And you know, we have this draft, and not that the draft in and of itself, but the light it will shine on our city should be at least a goal for us to achieve a certain level of a number of these things, which they presented some, but we need a better coordinated effort. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville now open. Here is Brandon Rossi.
Thanks, Larry. Got a couple of accidents to report. The first one is in the Strip District at the intersection of 31st Street and Springway. The other one, this is going to affect a lot more people. This is on the Fort Pitt Bridge. It's on the top level, just coming out of the Fort Pitt Tunnel. And that's causing some more delays as you get across the Fort Pitt Bridge. Parkway West inbound already backed up. Now it's bumper to bumper practically the entire way from the Green Tree exit down into the Fort Pitt Tunnel. Parkway East inbound, however, that's not looking too much better with the delay point starting a little past the Greensburg Pike overpass. With AAA traffic on the fives, I'm Brandon Rossi on the voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And AccuWeather says some sunshine at 95 is the record, will be close. 92 is the forecasted high. Moonlit and still warm tonight. Not much relief. 72 will be the low, back up to 95 tomorrow. And can't rule out some afternoon thunderstorms today, mainly north, well north of the city. But tomorrow, we'll be watching closely for that. 74 at the airport now. Happy summer solstice. Summer begins, longest day of the year, and the earliest we've had it in 228 years, believe it or not. And that's because we're in a leap year, don't forget. But it's been a while since that's happened, obviously. And 1 week from tonight, I am predicting it will shatter a record for viewership. Now, typically, political debates don't necessarily do that, but this one will. So first, President Biden heads to Camp David tonight, preparing in part for the debate with Donald Trump next week.
The president will leave his home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and head to the presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland. He'll be traveling with staff, as well as his longtime advisor and his first White House chief of staff, Ron Klain, who will be deeply involved in the debate prep. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president will continue to do his job, even as he is engaged in preparing for the June 27th debate in Atlanta, telling the media the president is president of the United States anywhere he goes, and that he can do both at the same time. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
I would imagine, Paul, we're going to have a record audience for this, because they're allowing... Basically, we're carrying the debate live here, by the way, on KDK Radio. And that's going to make, I would say, intense. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Viewer and listenership. Would you not agree?
I would agree. And they would get an even bigger audience if they would allow Kennedy in the debate as well. He's polling well enough to be in the debate. I'm not quite sure why CNN is dancing around this thing.
Yeah, they're just kind of blocking him out. But I'm interested. You know, I think a lot of us are so tired of the rhetoric, both sides, you know, and the political ads that have been running. Okay, here we go, you know, till November. A lot of people tire of that. But in terms of what we can see that night between these two men, who knows what will happen? One of the things that they talked about doing was shutting off the microphones again.
They're going to do that.
For just, so you get your 2 minutes or whatever, 60-second response time, and then they shut the mics.
But, you know, I can see in my imagination here, I can see occasions where you'll hear one of the candidates saying something in the background.
Oh, 100%.
While the other one is talking.
That's a guarantee.
You know, it's I would expect it to be a food fight. Might be one way to describe what's going to transpire.
Political food fight.
You know, I have to say that from a news standpoint, I'm interested in the debate, but as a voter, I'm disgusted. Just disgusted.
I don't know.
I can't think of two worse candidates to have to choose from.
And I don't know that the debate will change anybody's current alignment. Right.
I mean,
if you're aligned with Trump, or if you're aligned with Biden, or even if you're aligned with Kennedy, it's not going to, the debate's not going to change anything necessarily for anyone outside of a few people, maybe.
Well, you know, if a third party candidate of any kind got on and made a good impression, that might change the results. That could be what boosts a third party candidate, into a position where he's a contender, or she. Have you met anybody or spoken with anyone in your, you know, circle in the last couple of years that has changed their mind about either of these candidates, either the former president or the current president? I haven't.
No.
Everybody's locked in.
No. However, the third party candidate in Mr. Kennedy could take away from. So who does he take away from?
It's interesting. I've seen some polls that say it hurts Biden. I've seen others that say it helps Biden. So who knows?
Well, 1 week from tonight, we got you covered here on KDK. We will have that debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden live. And the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General La Salle Plaza in Cranberry is with us every Thursday at this time. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How you doing?
I am doing very well, and I should point out to people that if you're interested, you can go to kdkradio.com. Click on our video feed, the Ireland Contracting video feed. Will show you the good Dr. Mike with our advanced technology. I see you. Good morning. Which is really cool, actually. I love this technology, Paul.
I know, it is cool.
And, of course, a lot of people see you on KDK TV and your regular visits there. I got a tick story for you. But first, let's get to your fans' questions. This comes from Tom in Squirrel Hill. I've noticed my golden retriever has been limping slightly after long walks. Given his breed history, should I be concerned about potential hip issues?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have a golden retriever, I could consider that if it's a back leg. It doesn't mean he has hip dysplasia. It could be a knee, could be a foot if he stepped on something. So I would have that examined. If he's limping, that means he's in pain. And I would have it checked out to find out what the source is. And I'm, you know, those kinds of things can be helped or remedied very quickly.
Dr. Mike, Emily in Oakland is asking about her Labrador. She says the dog's been scratching herself a lot recently. Could it be a sign of spring allergies? And if so, what could she do to help?
Yeah, so that's real common this time of year. And when they start scratching, I mean, it could be external parasites, but hopefully you're doing things for fleas and ticks. But most commonly, it's environmental allergens outdoors. The pollen count gets up high, just like it does on people. And then they'll start to itch. It releases histamines. It goes to their skin, makes them itch. So there are things we can do for that, too. There's a lot of treatments out there now for it. Some are just relieving the symptoms, which is fine if it stops itching. Others are getting at the root cause and trying to desensitize them to whatever they're allergic to. So speak to your vet about that. We have a lot of things in our arsenal now that can really help these dogs be comfortable.
And Sarah in Shadyside wants to know, Dr. Mike, what is the best flea and tick prevention method for a dog that loves to swim?
Good one. I prefer NexGard. That's an oral pill that the dog chews every month. That's what I give to my own pets. That's what all of us vets in my practices recommend. It's one of those things that makes it easy. You don't have to worry about it washing off. You don't have to worry about them getting wet. And it works very, very effectively at killing fleas and ticks. If you're not using a product like that around Western Pennsylvania, you're asking for trouble. The ticks are disease-carrying experts. It's not just Lyme disease. There's a whole host of diseases they spread, even down to meningitis, which is a nightmare. So all of these things can most likely be prevented if you give them one of these monthly flea products. And if they're swimming a lot, I would recommend the oral chew anyways for a dog. Cats, we use a topical, but dogs, we use an oral.
And Doc, I got to tell you and Paul about this couple of tick instances where we were seated in an outdoor cafe down in the Strip District, right? There really aren't any trees or grasses growing. And all of a sudden I look over and the guy sitting next to me, a tick falls on his leg. And I said, and I'm like, where could this possibly have come from? And then one of the other guys I was with just was diagnosed with Lyme disease and he's terrified about that. And then yesterday I was out at a golf tournament and went in to wash my hands and I looked down and a tick came out. You know, this for a lot of people is terrifying.
Yeah, they look like, you know, they're part of the spider family, really, the eight legs. And in this time of the year, this summertime, we generally see the Lone Star tick. The deer tick mostly are at the high levels or the peaks in May and September. And now we have the Lone Star tick, and that's the one that can spread the meat allergy. The red meat allergy, they call it alpha-gal syndrome. It's a sugar molecule. They bite you. You can become allergic to red meat. Ugh. I mean, it's insane. Mayo Clinic said people that have developed that allergy still have it 3 years later in some cases, which is an absolute nightmare. Ticks can spread not just animals. They can spread from birds too. So birds flying by, you could get a tick that drops off a bird. People don't expect that, but those are the kinds of things that happen. It's an absolute nightmare. There's so many millions of ticks out there, and they're infested with disease as far as I'm concerned. So it's good that everybody does these checks.
This is all your fault because since you brought those parasites in to show Shumway and I years ago, I haven't felt right exactly. All right, Doc, always good information. How was Scotland, by the way?
It was fantastic. We actually got good weather. Pittsburgh gets more rain than we got when we were over in Scotland. We had about a day and a half in 3 weeks of rain over there. The rest of the time it was sunny in 60s. So we had a wonderful time. We had to go buy shorts. So, you know, took over rain gear and long pants because they told us 50s in rain.
No shorts. Tell the truth. You were wearing a kilt.
Yeah.
All right, Doc. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Good seeing you.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson, great resource is animalgeneral.net and drmikehutchinson.com. A lot of podcasts, so if you have questions, he's got answers to just about everything you can think of. It's so great to talk to Doc Paul.
It is, and for those of you who don't know, both Larry and I see Dr. Mike with our pets.
Yeah, but so far he hasn't been able to cure me. Yesterday, your Pittsburgh Pirates had a nice win and a series victory over Cincinnati Reds, who they were tied with the day before in the standings. They had exact records, Paul. They got the day off, and then they host the Rays this weekend. And then coming up in just a couple of weeks, we're going to have the New York Mets in town. July 6th, 4:05 first pitch. You can be there if you are, what number? Pick a number.
11.
All right, number 11, 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020.
Should be good crowds with the number of New York fans that will want to go. Plus, it's a holiday weekend. It probably packed.
Plus, let's be honest, it's Pirates Hawaiian shirt night. So the first 20,000 people will get a Pirates Hawaiian shirt. And again, that is July 6th. So call now. Now would be a good time to call.
Now you've got me curious. I've got to Google that and see if I can find a picture of a Pirates Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, you go ahead with your bad self. I'll send you some. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.